In 2016, in the run-up to the presidential election, hackers tried to access Washington State's election systems. They failed. And we recently got a great question from KUOW listener John McIntosh. He wanted to know this: is our vote-by-mail system safe from Vladimir Putin? So we put that question to our state's top election official, Secretary of State Kim Wyman.
Yes, I want to assure you that our vote-by-mail system is safe. And I think the strongest part of that is all of our tabulation equipment in each of the 39 counties is not only not attached to the internet, it can't be attached to any kind of wireless connection either. So, plus physical security measures that are in place. But when they talk about Russian hacking, it's more on the voter registration side where the attempts were made, not on the tabulation side.
What do we know about how often hackers try to get into our state's election systems?
Well, we've been really monitoring this activity for probably 15 to 20 years now, and we know what are kind of normal patterns, but we see activity daily of people trying to do things that don't look in that normal sphere of activity. And
every day.
Every day. But we see it and we're monitoring it. We're monitoring multiple times during the day and looking for anomalies.
Now, we know that Washington State was targeted by hackers in 2016 before the presidential election. Remind us what happened.
So we started seeing activity that was suspicious midway through 16, and we actually contacted the FBI and later Homeland Security and really had things confirmed that they were seeing activity like that across the country. So we had identified some IP addresses and blocked them, and they were not able to get into our system.
And what were they trying to get access to?
It looks like they were trying to get into our voter registration system, you know, through a number of different ways and get to that data. But they not only didn't get in, they weren't able to see it or do anything with any of our data.
And that's that large database you were referring to earlier.
Yes, that's our statewide database that has the 4 million voter registration records on it.
Well, we know we've been targeted before. So what is being done now to enhance security for the 2018 midterms coming up this fall?
Well, it's an ongoing process. We do a number of things. First, we are doing risk and vulnerability assessment. So we're looking at our systems, both people trying to get into them and just the both physical security of the servers to, you know, people getting in electronically, and testing that within our own area, but having federal authorities come in and do the same thing, and even the state auditor's office has helped us with some of that. So doing some testing is probably the first layer. We've done some reviews to look at our cybersecurity program and make sure that the program overall is good. And then just how we manage all of that data is an ongoing process, and we're working to educate the counties, the county auditors, and election officials to also be aware of the cyber threats.
And how confident do you feel about the security looking ahead?
You know, I think as confident as we can be. The threat is real. It is, you know, 24/7, 365 days a year. And they are constantly trying to get in, and they only have to be successful once. We have to be successful every time.
And finally, the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, said this week that Russia will try to influence and undermine the midterms this year. And they'll be using things like fake news, propaganda, social media. And as our top election official, what's your response to that warning?
The aftermath of 2016, what I saw was exactly that they really manipulated social media in a way that we've never seen before, and not only used kind of fake news sites to drum up whatever emotions they were trying to drum up. It was effective because it was really undetected, and I think that there's a higher awareness now. I think that, you know, our state is all about transparency, so if people are buying Facebook ads, for example, that needs to be disclosed. And if it's affecting the elections in Washington State or in Washington, D.C., then yes, absolutely, that transparency needs to be made to the public so people know who's backing these candidates or making these statements.
Washington Secretary of State Kim Wyman. This week, she's heading to Washington, D.C. for a cybersecurity briefing from federal officials. This interview was inspired by a listener question. If you want to know something about the news in this region, just ask us. And if we're curious too, a reporter will try and answer it. Go to kuow.org and look for the question box on the right side of our homepage.